Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, join us here on the radio waves, toll free, 855-453 is our number, that's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you like. Coming up tonight, what seems like a decent Supreme Court decision, we'll tell you about it on the way. I do like it when we get some good news out of the courts in the United States, not very often, but we've got some. So that's on the way here tonight. Plus, your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
I wanted to start tonight where we left off last night. We had Derek J. Freeman on the show, and we had begun, at the very end of the show, we had begun this article by Ethan Glover at ethanglover.biz on a blog that he calls Anar Chant, where he's criticizing you and I, Rich Paul. So it's
I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's convenient that that you're here tonight.
You really look like you did it.
In this case, you did
it. I always look guilty when I say that.
In this case, you did do it. Along with me, you and I ambushed, peacefully ambushed with our words, Maggie Hassan. She is the governor of the state of New Hampshire. We were at an event, what was it, a week or so ago, a week and a half ago?
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah. She was at a commencement for Keene State College. They were having their graduation, and I guess they decided to have her speak there, so you and I showed up. We had video, and we essentially peppered her with tough questions on marijuana reform, on decriminalization, legalization, that kind of thing. There was another gentleman there named Ed, who's a local, who kind of hit her with some questions about Common Core as well. So this was a great time, a wonderful opportunity to corner this woman in a way that she would not be able to easily escape from. And normally she can just scurry off whenever I've encountered her in other places, like in Concord, when she's going from one office to another. I happen to encounter her, I grab my video camera and hit her with some questions there. But she's always got somewhere to go in every other instance. In this case, she had to basically stand still while we just tossed question after question at her. So that's kind of what happened. You can go to freekeen.com. You can see the video there. You'll probably have to scroll back about a week. I think it was last Saturday, not this past one, but the one prior to that when we did this. But anyway, Ethan has some critique about this and just sort of about the much of the style of activism that tends to go on out here in the Keene area as well. So I'm going to jump back into his piece. We just barely got it started where he's commenting on... Mark, you're giving me an indicator here.
Yeah, oh, I thought the webcam.
The webcam's down.
I thought we'd agreed that was the webcam symbol.
Thank you.
Like the old charades when you do, and it's a movie, you know, the way where you crank the...
I thought you were trying to crank him, like, move it along, guy, that's enough intro.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was all about, but thank you, Mark, for that. We'll get that webcam going there. Anyway, you can see our cam over at cam.freetalklive.com whenever I actually get it online, which I have done. So, back to the story here from Ethan Glover. He has pointed out that I've made some statement. He claims that if 1,000 people hate what we're doing, but if just one person researches what we present, the job is well done. I don't think I've ever actually said that, but what I have said is that I'm not really concerned with the percentages. It doesn't really matter to me whether 51% or 71% or whatever doesn't like whatever it is that we've done. I'm doing what I do to reach the people who do appreciate it. And I know those people are out there because they tell me so. I don't know if you've gotten any of this, Rich, over the last week or so, but I've had locals approach me and say thank you for what you did with Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, I've had that happen as well.
Right. So, you know, and if people were always giving negative feedback, if whatever we heard about what we did was negative, we did this thing where we cornered this lady and, you know, hit her with a bunch of questions on video, and 100% of the feedback or 99% of the feedback was negative, it would be really tough to keep going out and doing stuff like that. But it's not even close to, you know, 99%. I don't know what the percentage is, and as I said, I don't care. It's enough. I get enough positive feedback to where I feel like this is the right thing to do.
I mean, my specific goal, I guess, is to, on one hand, be outrageous enough to actually be watchable, because, you know, some of my message is going to Maggie Hassan, but most of my message is going to the rest of the world.
Right, the people who are watching the video.
Exactly. And, you know, as I recall, last time I looked, which was a while ago, it was something like 20 to 1 on thumbs up. And that's not always the case. I mean, you might think, well, this is your audience, so they're always going to like it.
That,
but other people get driven to that video,
that's
true, and they do somewhat answer.
But initially, you don't want to use YouTube views as an indicator of what people think, right? Because initially, the YouTube videos that we put out are going to go around the Liberty circles first. They're more likely to go to the Liberty people first, so they're more likely to be positively received up front. But I've seen over time those YouTube thumbs up, thumbs down shift, because, like, for instance, there was a time when a video of Derek J., we're in Derek J's car in Manchester, and a cop pops his door open. That's a video that went viral, actually, later on. So it had been out there for a while, and then finally somebody posted it to a Reddit forum, and not everybody on Reddit's a libertarian. In fact, most of them are not. So people saw that video, and they were pissed about what we, you know, how we handled that encounter with the cop, which was, you know, we were outraged that this cop opened up this door. Like, he just pops a door open like he owns this car. And so, you know, we went back and forth with this cop in the video. But the people on Reddit hated this thing, but it went viral. The video got over 100,000 views. I mean, it might be up to, like, 600,000 or something ridiculous like that. But it shot up in view count, and it also shot up in dislikes. There were a bunch more dislikes placed on that video because it got outside of the Liberty circles. So you don't ever want to use, to me at least, you don't ever want to use those thumbs up, thumbs down as any kind of indicator of whether it was effective activism or whether it reached the right group of people or at all.
Well, what sort of metrics do you use? Because that's something that I've been grasping for. And, of course, you and I have talked about actually engaging a polling firm to do scientific polling. I would probably do it in the county and in the state, and that, of course, would be the holy grail, but that costs money that we don't have.
Yeah.
Not exactly holy grail, because if you do polling, phone polling, you're going to be doing polling of older people, generally.
Don't they have ways to call cell phones nowadays, or no?
Only if they opt into a list.
See, if we did it statewide, I've given this some thought, and as a computer programmer, if we did it statewide, then all we would have to do is generate random phone numbers in the 603 area code.
That's true.
Because that
don't start
happens
with one.
To...
No, there's no prefix that starts with one.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of rules for prefixes, but these days, generally, you just would hit a list for the 603 area code on the web and parse out the list of exchanges and do that, because that's all on the web.
I think I don't oppose that idea, but as you said, it's going to take time, it's going to take money, and, you know, we've all got a bunch of projects on our hands that we would prefer to spend our time and money on.
True, and we kind of, in the polling, we kind of lost the original question that I was asking in the context of the polling, which is what kind of metrics do you use to say this is doing more harm than good versus this is doing more good
harm? And maybe we'll find out what Ethan's metrics are here in a moment, what he considers to be important, because I think the answer is it depends on your perspective. If your perspective is that of the state, that you support the idea of the state, the structure of the state, the enforcement of the state, then to you, this kind of activism is doing damage. You know, it's hurting your state's legitimacy by having people not bow on, you know, bended knee in front of the governor and kiss her ring and things like that. From the perspective of somebody who wants to suck up to the state in an attempt to change it, they feel like it's hurting them. You know, we've had a lot of blame for the 420 celebrations here. As we're the ones, because we smoked pot publicly, we're the reason why marijuana decriminalization and legalization hasn't gone forward. So, I mean, there's all kinds of people out there with different goals and priorities and different opinions about whether or not this is or is not effective activism. To me, whether it's effective or not is indicated by the response I get from people. So if I'm out, like I said, I got locals telling me thank you. for doing this Maggie Hassan thing. So as far as I'm concerned, that was the right thing to do. I, you know, and then also I've done things like Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach, jury rights outreach, things like that. And every now and then I'll get a compliment from somebody saying, hey, I really appreciated that information and thank you for sharing that with me. So I feel like I'm making a difference.
I was very pleased we got that thank you from the Keen Cannabis Coalition.
We'll come back with more on this here in moments. Tactics. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype as well, by the way. Our Skype username here is LRN.FM. And if you are online, then you need to know about ProXPN. Somebody sent us a message on Facebook today asking, what is the discount code for ProXPN? It's FTL50. And that gets you 50% off the price of their annual account, which brings the price down to around $5 a month. But what do they do for you? They encrypt your internet connection. So your internet service provider, be it your cell phone company or cable modem or whatever, they don't know what you're doing anymore online once you start using ProXPN. They can't log the websites you visit, the search terms you enter. Many of them are doing that right now and keeping those logs for years. So you can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there. Download their free software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android and Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can use that code FTL50, and you'll get that 50% off for the lifetime of your account.
We actually, what we do on the website is generally we have links, banner links for our advertisers. If I can get a banner out of the advertiser, we've got a link on the side of the freetalklive.com, and the ProXPN banner has FTL50 right there. So if for whatever reason you forget, you're wishing to know about an advertiser, try going to freetalklive.com and looking along the right-hand side. You're going to have to turn off ad block.
You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee with ProXPN, so you have nothing to lose except your privacy. So why wait? Go and get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We're talking about activism tactics. Some of the tactics of the activists here in the Keene area of New Hampshire were movers here as part of the Free State Project. You, Rich, Paul, Mark, myself, you, I guess you guys. And there's long been critique about the tactics of the activism here, and now we've got a newer mover. His name is Ethan Glover. EthanGlover.biz is his website, and he is critiquing us, Rich. He says, what Ian Freeman and Rich Paul showed to the world is that in the Maggie Hassan video, Maggie Hassan being the governor that we of New Hampshire that we cornered with a bunch of questions about a week ago, is that there are a couple of douchebags who like yelling at other people. I compared them to a group of drunk kids. They're dancing, having a good time, and they think they look awesome. In reality, it's a gaggle of idiots falling over one another, totally unaware of the outside world. Is that how you feel about yourself, Rich Paul?
No, I mean, I certainly was paying more attention to what I was saying than what was going on around me. I came close to bumping into a water cart a couple of times. I thought it was pretty good rhetoric.
I thought so, too. I thought what you had to say was very intelligent and thoughtful.
When I so what I immediately try to do is try to make this a third-party situation. So I have seen presidential candidates, the president, and people like this get sort of, surprised, ambushed by people in the past. You see it like there'll be a dinner, the Obama, I'm an important guy dinner.
Yeah.
And, this, whatever the politician is. And, some group will come in there and they'll attempt to shame the president or whomever. It's happened to lots of politicians.
Sure.
Just Obama's coming to mind here. And, what I generally find is the more I agree with the protesters, the point they're making, the more I feel like what they're doing is, good or worthwhile.
The more
or whatever.
You can forgive the interruption of the event or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, because, it's certainly a breach of etiquette to do that. So, you have to have some justification for a breach of etiquette.
Sure.
The justification in my case is billions of dollars wasted, hundreds of thousands of lives ruined, disrupted, people killed, dogs shot, doors kicked down, phones tapped, civil liberties lost. So, yeah. I mean, that seems like an important issue to me.
Well, that...
Worth the breach of etiquette.
Not only that, but the etiquette was also tried through the standard mode previously. So I have called Maggie Hassan's office under the auspices of being in the media and being on a nationally syndicated radio show, and have left multiple messages with her press secretary saying, hey, I'd like to talk to Maggie, I'd like to get her on the show, would like to, you know, have a conversation with her about whatever the issue happened to be, in this case, decriminalization. I've certainly called on that more than once, and I've never gotten a call back. I can't even get a call back from the press secretary. Now, that's very rude.
Yeah, you're the... you know, the host of a nationally syndicated radio program, yeah. And the fact that you can't get a call back shows the interest level that they have with communicating with you. Certainly you're a biased for member of the press, but to some extent...
Everyone in the press is biased.
Everyone outside the press is biased, too.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live is certainly more biased than most. I mean, you're not really a journalist, right? Like, you're a commentator.
That's right.
But it's... you know, like, we know that Maggie Hassan is not interested in talking to people that she doesn't feel are going to give her, you know, show her in a particularly positive light.
Right. And so all the standard rules go out the window as far as speaking to this woman.
Right. And I would agree with you. Now, admittedly, when that's the people who are watching the video don't really have aren't privy to that information. Mm-hmm. They don't know you're necessarily the host of a nationally syndicated radio program. They don't know that you've attempted to communicate with
the lady. I could have put that information at the front of the video, but it didn't seem important.
I like the idea of having some opening explanation at the beginning of a video of, you know, this is what you're about to see, and mm-hmm. this is the issue we were talking about.
Sometimes I do, to some extent, and I did put an opening voiceover when I was... describing what we were kind of doing there, but I didn't give a whole history of all the attempts I've attempted to, the times I've tried to contact her. That's just not relevant. I didn't feel that was that relevant to this. And plus, when you're doing a video, you also want to get through any kind of setup as quickly as possible so you can get to the payoff as quickly as possible, because you don't want a long, long video.
Sure.
That people will tune out of. So there's a tough balancing act that goes on with that.
I guess if you're going to tack on much detail, you'd probably want to do it at the end of the video.
It just depends. But yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
So, going back to the idea that I've seen these ambush protests in the past, what I generally find is that the more I agree with the protesters, the more that I, the more I like what they're talking about. And in this case, you have both a marijuana issue and a Common Core issue. So
right.
You're going to have most of the marijuana people like, yeah. Yeah, you know, the ones, because most people are disenfranchised from the government, and Governor Hassan just makes sure you're that much more disenfranchised.
That's right.
She has no intention of talking to you, the little people.
Yeah, she'll only talk to the police. She loves them.
When you want to talk to a politician, you may get a chance to ask them a question, but you'll never get a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Governor Hassan, how many police need to die in order for you to stop continuing the war on drugs? Oh, I think the war on drugs is, it's terrible what it's done to our young people. You won't even answer the question,
right?
Because politicians don't answer the question. We are completely disenfranchised, and that's why people, you know, I don't think that they have that big of a problem with these ambush questions.
Well, the people who love the state have a problem with it.
Unless they truly support the politician or their position.
Or they support the idea of the state, right? Which would be supporting their position. 855-453, you're supposed to respect politicians, right?
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking tactics, different styles of activism. Some of it rubs people the wrong way. I think it's generally the case that any activism will rub someone the wrong way.
Absolutely.
No matter how designed to be unoffensive as it is in advance, someone is bound to be offended, at least if you're having an effect. You know, you can go out in the middle of nowhere and hold a sign and no one will know. And then no one will care. So you have to have some sort of an impact for someone to care enough to hate what you're doing, or to at the very least dislike it.
But there's we read one study one time, and I don't know that there are any studies that I've ever seen otherwise, but people generally dislike activists.
Sure.
You know, it's just like, we get a job.
People don't like to have their daily routine broken up by anything unexpected. So, you know, if it's somebody on the side of the road with a sign waving at them, get a job! You know, they'll yell at them, they'll say something, they'll flip them the bird or whatever. Even if they don't, you know, in a lot of cases, they don't even know what the protest is about, and they'll drive by and yell, get a job. I've been at every protest I've ever been at. It doesn't even matter what the issue is. People will yell that phrase.
And
so
I guess
that's an indicator that they hate activism.
Well, what they're saying, I guess, to some extent is that, look, I don't have time in my life to stand up for things
right.
that I believe strongly in. And
if
so,
they believe strongly
because
in.
Because I have to watch TV tonight.
Yeah, shame on you for taking the time to get involved in your community. I'm not exactly sure what they're saying, but I can tell you that what I find most interesting is I've gone out to the peace vigils here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep, I've been yelled at there.
And it's some of the one of the longest running peace vigils in the world on a weekly basis. It's set up by veterans of foreign, you know, veterans of foreign
right.
wars or whatever, these guys that have gotten together, not the organization. BFW, but these vets, and people will drive by, people will be angry at the peace protesters because they have this idea that the peace protesters are somehow pacifists or something like that.
Mm.
And, I mean, they're yelling things at In one case, my a friend of mine who is a World War II vet, you know, like literally the people that they would be saying, hey, look back at the World War II vets. What would they think if they saw this? Well, one of them's sitting right here. Why don't you take 1 second to get some kind of knowledge about that which of which you speak? You ignoramus, but people don't. I mean, they operate entirely on emotion. I don't think we can change that. I think we need to accept it. But what we also need to look at is that, you know, when protests are done on video, people have a different reaction to them. Many times the people who are going to see the video are people that are going to be more likely to support it. You know, people that dislike protesters generally are less likely to watch a video about protesters. So I think that when you see, look, the president has a 47% approval rating, right?
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I've seen Congress as low as 9% and for their approval rating.
Yep.
When you see these people ambushed, the people who disapprove of them tend to not be so upset when they see these ambush interviews go on.
As you would expect.
So I tend to think when you're talking about Governor Hassan, let's just say that her approval rating is something like 47% too.
She's been reelected.
She has, but she doesn't have the approval rating that the previous Democratic governor had, who, was liked by both Republicans and Democrats. She is much more a partisan Democrat, and the truly liberal types that might vote for her, because she's a Democrat, may dislike her because she's not great on environmental issues or on cannabis or a variety of other things. So she really has this smaller margin, let's call it 25% of the population, are going to be like, you need to respect the governor. I can't believe you had to do this at the college students at this time. And it's not a college student other than like the class president who's trying to get you people out of there. But there's no real college student who's being upset by this. It's not even near them.
So I want to continue here with the story from Ethan Glover and his critique. He does have something nice to say. I'll get to that in a moment. But I also want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com, which is where you can go to get cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check by starting at ExpressCoin.com. You can even download their app for your smartphone if you'd like. ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all when you use coupon code FTL over at ExpressCoin.com. So go get your Bitcoin at ExpressCoin.com with code FTL. Now, Ethan says, after likening Rich Paul, you and I, to drunken college students totally unaware of the outside world and suggesting that other people consider us to be douchebags who like yelling at people.
Some people do.
Ethan does say, I don't speak here from a place of anger, frustration, or cynicism. I find Rich and Ian to be good people who've done a lot of good. They've made more mistakes than me in their activism because they've done more. As a result of those mistakes.
Probably a lot more would be my guess. I mean, I don't know anything about Ethan's activism.
He's
but
relatively young, so there's a good chance we've done
right,
more.
You have done, you two, Ian, you specifically, and Rich Paul, you know, certainly up there, you guys have a lot of experience in doing activism. Well, this is one of the things that I think to myself when I critique the activism of others is that at the very least, I need to get out and do my own. I do activism in the sense that I sell radio ads and keep the keep Free Talk Live running. And Free Talk Live is a really good place from which to stand to preach. But, you know, I also go and do the political thing. I'm a delegate for the state convention and a few other things. And some of the reasons that I do that is in order to be able to critique other people's activism with some modicum of, knowing that I've done these things myself.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when I hear somebody like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com giving a critique of something that I've done, it weighs a lot heavier with me than some random YouTube commenter, right? Because Dave, he's got his street cred. He's been out there. He's been put in handcuffs for his activism. He's an activist who I highly respect, and he's got, you know, a perspective that is valuable. So that's something that I want to hear, and I certainly have taken Dave's critiques to heart in some cases. In some cases, he's been totally wrong, but that's just how things go. So Ethan continues, he says, as a result of those mistakes, at least the ones they've recognized, they know more about what they're doing. I speak here with a feeling of justice that says I've got something to say, and I've got friends who need to hear it. There will always be something of a balance between types of activism. People often compare Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, referring to them as having a yin and yang dynamic. I'm aware that my rejection of the Malcolm X aggressive style may be evidence of my falling into the trap of thinking, if we only did it my way. However, with that in mind, I believe a precise, data-driven approach to changing things for the better can only be beneficial. I don't aim to tell anyone what to do. I only aim to present some generalities and theories applicable to your own style of doing good for the world.
Yeah, I think this is really valid stuff to say, is that, look, you know, we need to get some metrics going here, see what works and see what doesn't work. It's not like this has never been proposed before. The difficulty is when you're doing activism, is you don't know necessarily what works and what doesn't work. I mean,
like I said, it depends who you ask.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, Dave Ridley certainly has a valuable opinion on activism, but he isn't our target audience by definition.
No, that's true.
You know, he's another activist, so it's, you know, I do like hearing criticism from the general public and, you know, hearing what they have to say, how I could do things differently. So, like, at one point, I got feedback that when I was on the megaphone at the 420 rally, I was swearing too much, and that was bothering some people. And I said, well, you know, that really doesn't add anything useful to my message.
It's
like an exclamation point, and I can do that in other ways. So I tried to clean that particular aspect up, you know.
Right. A lot of the critique that we've received on this most recent episode of confronting the governor at a commencement for Keene State College has been that we were somehow disrupting the ceremony. And to me, that is not what happened at all, right? Because we made a specific effort to not disrupt the ceremony. The ceremony was going on in a very large stage area in an open kind of a quad or whatever they call it, where, you know, kind of a grassy field, a big stage had been set up. There was the rows of seating for the graduates up front, and behind that, all the family members. So literally thousands of people were there. But Maggie Hassan was far away from all that. She was at the very back of the line of the procession.
You could have been a mile away, and if somebody would have seen it, they'd be like, this is the college student's special day!
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know,
there's no making some of these people happy.
Well, yes, there is. Die! Go away! Right. Blow into particles!
They'll still be angry about something. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. 4610 Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about activism tactics. It's bound that activism is going to upset people. That's just the nature of the beast. But how do you determine whether or not what you've done as activism is successful? What are the metrics that you use? Is there any way to really figure this out? Ethan Glover has some suggestions he's going to give us here in a moment because he's been fairly critical, Rich Paul, of you and I in a recent bit of activism we did where we cornered the New Hampshire governor on a bunch of marijuana or decriminalization-related questions. Plus, coming up when we get a chance, what appears to be a good court decision out of the Supreme Court regarding taxes in some states. We'll share that with you, and you're welcome to comment here. We've got Skype as well, Skype username lrn.fm. Also, I meant to talk about this a little bit last night, and we just ran out of time, and I didn't get a chance to really say what I think should have been said about the African Satellite Fundraiser, which we've been doing over the last 2 months here on Free Talk Live. We had our signal over most of Africa for a couple of years, actually, for free from our satellite provider. We're on over North and Central America as well on what's called free-to-air, which means that people with a cheap receiver and a cheap dish can receive our content and pay nothing monthly for it. So free-to-air meaning no cost monthly for the users to receive hundreds of channels of television and radio. And most of these channels are international. They're, you know, a bunch of religious channels. There's foreign language channels, lots of foreign language channels, Arabic and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so it's very eclectic, and the reason I'm up there, the reason I put our signal up there in Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, all the great shows there, is because I know there are people listening to Free to Air that don't have internet access, and this is a way to get the ideas of freedom into those people's minds, especially in a place like Africa, where a lot of people don't have internet access.
There's less to consume on these channels. They're free, so people so people put up the satellite dishes to be able to listen and view them.
Especially in poor countries where there is no such thing as cable TV.
Right, they're not paying $75 a month for cable out there in Africa because that would feed you for a year.
Right.
And what So they consume this stuff, and there's not that much out there that, you know, if you want to listen to religious stuff, there's a lot of that. Yeah. And there's, but if you're looking for English language, things that are non-religious, maybe that are talking issues and that kind of thing, there's not much. And that's why Free Talk Live, you know, imagine that in many ways that we can represent the U.S. to these people in a way that, you know, they're not getting, it's not getting represented, you know, to them at all.
Yeah, that's true. We've actually talked to a caller from Cameroon, Africa. His name's Akko, and he explained to us that it was really eye-opening to hear that the United States has problems because they had, you know, the belief system that everything was great and everything was totally free here. And, you know, there's a certain propaganda message that gets out there about the U.S., and they had never heard anything contrary to that. So hearing that from, for the first time, from Free Talk Live and the other shows on LRN.FM was quite an experience.
True, although there is a big difference. I mean, I would much rather be in America than anywhere in Africa.
I would prefer not to live in Cameroon as well. There's no doubt about that. But it was an important perspective for those folks over there to hear. True. That, you know, we've got problems with our government too, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway,
the reason that you know, that if terrorists did the work on 9/11 and blew up the World Trade Center, it's because they believe that the American people are the American government,
yeah.
And so therefore they are guilty of whatever the U.S. government has done. And I don't think that's exactly the case.
So we were on over Africa. We got a response from African listeners who were able to reach out to us and let us know they were listening to that signal. And then in February of this year, the signal was pulled from the air. That's because we were being given it for free. And the free ride was only supposed to last 2 months. The free ride lasted more than 2 years. So I'm really grateful for all the free airtime that we got. And I wanted to move ahead and get back on that satellite, get back on over Africa. And it's going to cost us this time. So we did a fundraiser over the last 60 days. It was a 2-month-long Indiegogo fundraiser. I'd never done anything like that before, ever. We took a lot of time to really kind of tweak it as much as possible, make sure to get the video pitch right, get the written pitch right, you know, to try to make this as an accessible and shareable thing as we could. And ultimately, we didn't meet the goal of $22,000, but I'm still calling this a success. And allow me to explain briefly why I consider it a success, even though we didn't meet the goal. Well, the $22,000 was what I would call shooting for the moon, meaning that, you know, you shoot for the moon, maybe you'll get over the fence, that kind of thing, right? Like you go.
You feel like you got over the fence.
I feel like we definitely got over the fence. And so if you look at, you break it down, the $22,000 was 3 years worth of satellite broadcasting, because it's a 3-year agreement when typically when you get into this. And I had calculated that based on what I believe the highest possible rate would be from the satellite provider. So they had quoted me a number, and realistically, the number that we actually go with, whatever the final negotiated price is going to be lower than that. But I wanted to make sure I put the biggest number possible on there so we could shoot for that in case that's what it ended up being. Well, if you do the division, you divide 22,000 by 3, you get about $7,200, basically. It was $600 a month, so 600 times 12, actually. See, it's $7,200, which is about a third of 22,000. And we raised in that 60-day time frame. There was a peak at the first 2 weeks and then a peak in the last week. We raised about $5,000 and about one Bitcoin, so about $200 worth of Bitcoin. So we raised $5,000, which is the super, you know, pretty much most of the first year's worth of broadcasting. So I figured, you know, we're going to move forward with this, even though we didn't make the official goal, because we, at the very least, are going to easily cover the first year. And I suspect I've got my offer in with the satellite provider. I'm hoping to get them to give me less than $500 or $5,000 for a year. I don't know if they will or not, but even if they don't, you know, the Shire Free Church will kick in the difference and we'll make this happen. Really, what this fundraiser for me was, is I wanted to see if you, the listener, actually value this outreach like I do, because I think it's really important. And Mark, you've been a skeptic of it for a long time.
I'm skeptical. I mean, just I'm unsure, I think, is probably the best way. I'm not sure what the value is. You know, I don't know how
are these ideas valuable?
They are.
Okay, would it be valuable to reach people with those ideas?
We don't know how many people are listening. We have no
way.
You
never know how many people are listening, even to a radio station.
You get more metrics from, you know, U.S. radio stations than you get from African free-to-air satellites.
You can also pay pay for airtime on one radio station, Mark, and you know, be paying more money than you'd pay to be on this African satellite.
Absolutely.
And we have gotten
I have sold radio actually, you know, by the hour to people, and I have sold it at higher rates in one market than the entire continent of Africa.
And we have had people contact us from Africa letting us know they're listening. And you know that when people contact you, they're only a percentage of the actual number of people who are listening, right?
Right.
We don't know what the percentage is, but I suspect it's less than 1%. So at the very least, we know there are people out there, and we know these ideas are powerful. And if we can reach them for a few $100 a month, that seems well worth the effort. And so part of the fundraising idea was to see, well, do people agree with me on this? You know, do they find value in this? Are they willing to back this with their money as well? I'm willing to back it with, you know, the money that I've contributed to the Shire Free Church. But are they willing to back it? And the answer to me was yes. You know, we had 56 contributions come in over that 60-day time frame. By no means was this a barn buster kind of fundraiser. I mean, the video was only watched 500 times that I made. The number of people who went to the page, because you can use Google Analytics to look at your Indiegogo statistics, basically. So I looked, and you know, there were only around 400 or 500 people. I think it was close to 500 that actually ever even looked at the fundraising page. So I figure if you get a 10% conversion rate, you know, 500 people are looking, and 56 of them contributed, I consider 10% to be very, very good. You know, Mark, if you call 100 potential prospects for radio advertising, if you get one to buy, that's decent, right? Like,
well, I don't do cold calling in that same traditional
sense. But generally,
I don't have the time for that crap. I don't know. I'd say 1 out of 10 is what I would be looking for. But it's completely different when you're communicating with somebody via voice. They know a person's on the other end of the line than when you're dealing with a web page. There's no way to sort of compare mailers to, you know, voice to knocking, you know, not walking into a business and getting the decision maker right there.
I just don't go into these things with high expectations. If I get 1%, I think, well, you know, we did all right. If I get 10%, I think, wow, that's pretty good. Like 1 out of 10 people going ahead and clicking contribute. So I feel like, you know, we pretty much covered the first year of satellite coverage in Africa, and there was a decent amount of people who looked at this, who went ahead and did this. I feel like from all those metrics, it was a very successful fundraiser. So thank you to everyone who took the time. We had a contribution as low as a dollar and as high as, I think, $1,800. So there were some very, very generous people who stepped forward, and they all did it without any real, like, you know, junky freebie packages, you know, which I didn't want to do. I didn't want to, like, give away a bunch of t-shirts and crap like that.
Free Talk Live doesn't really sell anything.
Right, because then you have to pay somebody to fulfill all those orders, and then there's customer service issues. And so we're sending out some bumper stickers to some folks, and there's a list of names, a thank you list on our satellite page at sat.lrn.fm, and the African satellite thing's going to move forward. I just have to enter into an agreement with the provider at this point, so negotiations are commencing. We'll talk more about tactics and the Supreme Court coming up.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.